You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show.
Hey. Where's the music? We can't do the music club without the music club intro. I refuse. I refuse. Thank you.
Searching for the sound.
That's the sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that.
Beautiful sound.
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club.
Yes.
On the Carney Show.
Yes, it is. All right, and we start on a local front. Mixing up tonight, Dan Dirkholtz on musical assignment tonight. So I'm filling it in pretty well with some live music in the studio. Pat and Danny Liston, along with Max Baker, will be unplugged or plugged. I don't know. They haven't brought their stuff in yet. We'll find out how plugged they're going to be when they get here. That sounds weird. Do we have our band yet? Have they come by yet? Rock stars. They always wait till the last minute.
They're always late.
Well, Sam's here, though, from The Sound, and also playitforwardstl.org. Greetings, loved one.
Hello, my precious.
How are you?
I'm good, Angel. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
I know you are.
Living the dream.
Someone else's dream.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes it's the one where, you know, you're showered with love and adoration, and the other one you wake up and you're half naked and you're running down the street being chased by a chicken.
Wow.
Do you not have that one?
Not so much.
Okay. Shared too much.
Again.
All right. We'll get to the local music scene in just a second, but let's talk the charitable arm for a second. Playitforwardstl.org and your tireless efforts to get instruments into the hands of kids that wouldn't otherwise have music in your life. And I'm in awe of your work on that front, by the way.
You're sweet. You're sweet.
But I'm always bummed when you don't have any news for me.
Well, don't be bummed. I got two guitars this week and
Did
a clarinet.
You? Good.
Hey, that's three instruments, and I'll take them.
Yeah, we can do that every week. We'll be in fine shape.
Absolutely.
How about the 85 music stands you need?
No, I needed 30, and I still don't have them, and I'm a little dumbfounded with that one.
Have you called, like, the symphony?
Yes.
And they did nothing?
Left them a message.
Oh, wow. We're going to have to call SLSO.
SLSO needs to get on it.
Get.org. B-U-T-T-A-S-A-P, you know what I'm saying? So we'll work on that. Well, good. Who are the donors? Do you want to give some love? Or?
A local musician. I met her actually down at the Porch. I was in there buying a birthday present.
Yeah? The Porch in Soulard?
I love that place.
I love those Adirondack chairs outside. I wish they weren't chained down.
I love the wine selection inside.
I've not been inside.
You haven't?
I've only seen the chairs outside.
Oh, well, you have to get up early and go there.
I will sometime. All right, so good. We got that stuff.
Yeah, and I told you a couple weeks ago about my new friend, Davis. I want to mention him. He brought me a guitar. I was bartending for a friend of mine, and he overheard me talking to a couple of guys about Play It Forward. He left the building, and he came back. He had a guitar, and he says to me, "Hey, I'm a web designer. Do you ever need any help?" And, of course, that stopped me in my tracks because a non-funded company always needs help.
Right.
And he's been working so hard this last 2 weeks just kind of redesigning our website, and I'm thrilled.
Good, good, good. Playforwardstl.org. And that's how people can get in touch with you. And you'll even come pick the stuff up, too, right?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
501c3, charitable contribution. You know, there's benefits other than, you know, it'd be nice to do it just out of the goodness of your heart, but perks are nice as well, so keep that in mind.
And again, people have these things in their homes. They're not using them. Please give them to us. We'll have places to put them.
All right, so let's move to the music front, your other hat that you wear, promoting local music on television now. But I remember when I was a big deal in your life back in the day. who do you got? Where do we start?
Brian Munch. I love that name. Munch. Muncha Crunch or something.
You hungry?
A little bit,
yeah. Yeah, I sense that.
Thanks. He's actually playing at the restaurant that I work at mm-hmm. this weekend. We've decided to go with the best and the rest and have live local music. The Lafayette Fire Company, number one.
In Lafayette Square?
1801 Park Avenue.
Okay, there's a shameless plug. So Brian's going to be performing there when?
Friday and Saturday. It's just an acoustic setup, so if you like that kind of stuff, which I love, from 9 to 12, there's no cover charge.
Can we hear what Brian Munch might sound like?
He is. He's got a, this is off the album Acting on Impulse. I love this song. It's called Jacqueline.
Little girl's gonna grow up fast, but she don't wanna do it alone. So the weeks turn into years, and she moves into the city. Always like fancy clothes, and the boys there call her pretty. Life ain't always right, but she ain't gonna live it in the past.
Brian Munch. Just waiting to put the pieces and BrianMunch.com. More information about him and Friday and Saturday at the Lafayette Fire Company. Number one in Lafayette Square. Like him.
Thank you. I knew you would. You like that kind of stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Sometimes you bring in some stuff. It's like, what the hell is that?
Oh. That
wasn't one of those. No, I think I've been pretty clear on ones that
I think you
were.
You don't have a lot of filter.
Usually I'll use terms like interesting.
Yes.
Creative, experimental type music. Much like the early Mama's Pride catalog. Whatever happened to them?
Oh, there they are.
Eh.
I love Pat Listman. I just think he's the coolest.
He's actually going to be in here performing soon.
I know, I can see him. Anyway, I also wanted to mention that you can catch Brian at the Beer House at the River City Casino on August 20th and 21st. I believe there's no cover charge there either. You just got to have an ID.
Yeah. Yeah, well, casinos don't charge you because, wow, it's got a great deal. See this free band. You get home, it's like, I'm out $400.
Well, then, did that happen to you?
$400 band. No, but I met somebody once. all right, who else do we have playing somewhere, doing something?
You know, this is my favorite girl in St. Louis. I put her right up there with Kim Massey. She's a diva. Melissa Neals. We've played her on the show, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago. We're going to feature her again. She'll be down at Hammerstone's tomorrow night. At 9 o'clock. It's a $5 cover. It's on 9th and Allen. And you can also catch her at Blue City Deli. If you like an early show, that's a Saturday, the 9th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Have you seen Melissa play, perform?
I have to bow my head with much shame and say no.
Oh, my God. You're missing out. That she's a great influence is Bonnie Raitt. And she can play a mean guitar. And she's amazing.
Can you prove it?
Yeah, I'm going to bring her in.
I mean, like right now, can you prove it?
Yeah, I can. With this little song called Broadway, and this is off her new album called Shine.
She rocks. So, because I don't have the advantage of a visual presentation here, she's singing. Is she playing the lead guitar?
She's playing
too?
The lead guitar. And if you give her a minute on stage, she'll put it behind her back and play it too.
Really?
She's amazing.
And she'll be at Hammerstone's Friday at 9 o'clock and then Blue City Deli for an earlier show on September 9th. And that's a 6 to 8 show. I like that. You're 2 for 2. MelissaNeils.net, by the way, is her website.
I was just going to say, if you want to check out her website, go to it right now, MelissaNeils.net. Beautiful lady, inside and out. She's just tremendous. She's been in St. Louis, put her band together in like 1999. Amazing. Love it.
We can get one more in because I can see the Liston sisters again a little...
The Liston sisters, is that what you just called them?
A little anxious. I don't think they checked with probation and parole about coming down to the city limit. So we got to get in and out, and no one's the wiser. All right, so let's do one more. You got someone else to share with us?
I do. This band was actually given to me by Laura Hamlet from Playback STL, if you remember. You can check them out at bigfatcat.net. Love that name. This band is called The Highway Companion. They will be at Cicero's on the 13th. Is that Friday? Yeah, that's tomorrow night. It's a $7 cover. A couple more performing bands is Kind Fire. And what is that?
Achille Lauro.
Achille Lauro? It looks like a chili.
It was a cruise ship that was taken over by terrorists, and they threw off one of the passengers in a wheelchair. I don't know how you come to pick that as a band name. That's what the Achille Lauro was.
I don't even know how you know that. That's amazing to me.
I know about 5 things. That was one of them. So, Highway Companion. So they are playing on Friday at Cicero's, and we're going to go out with that. And remember, playitforwardstl.org if you've got some instruments and can help out. Sam, great work as always.
Thank you, my love.
Pleasure to see you.
We want to answer the CD. It's called Lovely Songs, and the name of the song is A Little Relationship. Aw, how fitting.
And we'll come see you, Lafayette Fire Company, #1. Another great reason to go besides Brian Munch. Not that that's not reason enough, but see the lovely Sam at the bar. Thank you, honey. See you
later.
Thank
you, baby.
All right. Liston Boys coming up next. Hang on. It's a Thursday Night Music Club.